Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 7, verse number 36. Our Lord has just dealt with the crowds there and the Pharisees, lawyers, scribes, all those guys. And he's talked to the people about John. He's told about how they have rejected the counsel of God against themselves, the religious leadership of the day. He tells about their wisdom. And then he's been invited by a Pharisee to go and have supper with him, or to eat lunch with him, however that is. And so it says in verse 36, and one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet, at Jesus' feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears and wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. So Simon has invited the Lord in, and they come in and sit down to meet. And this woman has heard that Jesus is there, as the scripture says, and she brings this alabaster box of ointment. And understand, it might take a half a year to a year's wages to buy such. It's accounted in other places in the scripture that it could be worth 200 to 300 pennies or pence. And that penny is reckoned to be in the Gospels a day's wage. So it could be worth a year's wages. She, with tears, weeping over the Lord, begins to wash the dust from his feet. And no doubt his sandals have been removed. And she takes with those tears, and it had to be quite a few tears, and I believe it's tears of love. What's the story of this woman? Is it that she's been saved by our Lord? I think that's the case. I think she's certainly been saved. Is she thankful for the healing of her mother or father or brother? Maybe it is our Lord that has healed her in some of the healing that he's done already. She loves him. She's willing to take his feet. And as she weeps in her love and care for the Lord, it's enough to loosen up the dirt on his feet, and she's taking the hair of her head and wiping the dirt off of his feet. And she so loves the Lord that she's willing to kiss his feet. And she loves him. And she loves him in a way, and not in a romantic way, by no means, but she loves the Lord from the standpoint of one that has rescued her. Rescued her and her family. She loves the Lord a lot. And the Lord has no doubt been compassionate to her. Simon's estimation of the woman is that she's a sinner. And as she takes this alabaster box of ointment, that when she would break open, it would cause, in the testimony of the scripture, it caused that perfume, that smell to go all through the house. It would be known that the breaking open of that box was a great expense has been used right then. It's been broken open. And she begins to take that and wipe that upon the feet of our Lord. To take that oil and to cover his feet and to massage it in. She's made a great statement here that this cost to me the Lord is worth it. It's not a decision of, oh, should I do this or should I not? She's made up her mind when she was on the way, when she heard he was there. And she's taken up to worship our Lord. Do well that you and I worship our Lord at his feet. I need to worship my Lord more at his feet. And I understand our Lord is not with us physically right now, but I tell you what, in our hearts and our souls and our minds, we can get down at the feet of Jesus and worship him. And maybe not for all, but I think for many, it would cause us to weep. To think about what the Lord has done for us and how great a rescue that the Lord has delivered us from, if you're hearing me in this broadcast and are saved. Getting down at the feet of Jesus and being thankful for him and worshiping him causes you to weep indeed. And you know what? Whatever the Lord wants you to do, you won't be worried about the expense. Lord help. Simon sees all this, and he thinks within his heart, if Jesus were a prophet, he would know what kind of woman this is and who it is that's touching him, and he wouldn't allow it. So he, in his thinking, he begins to have doubt, because he thinks he knows what kind of woman that this is. The thing is what our Lord's going to reveal is what kind of man Simon is. That's what's really going to be revealed. This woman is a sinner, and she's a saved sinner. And there's no trying to hide what she is and what she's done. But she's been forgiven because she repented before the Lord and trusted that the Lord was able to take care of those sins, those transgressions against God. In verse number 40, our Lord says to Simon, as Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. The Lord knows everything he's thinking. The Lord's going to deal with what Simon has thought, not what he said, but what he thinks. And he saith, Master, say on. He said, go ahead. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, the one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him the most? Love him most. Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most, he'll love him most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. So the Lord puts it forth to Simon. There's a man that had two creditors, and one owed him 50, and one owed 500, 10 times more. And the creditor, forgave both of them. And he poses to Simon, who do you think is going to love him most? Well, Simon says, well, the one that he forgave the 500 to, obviously, the greater debt. 50 being attainable, maybe, but 500 maybe not being attainable. And as we said, this reference to pence is a penny, we understand, if we understand that correctly. And so the one man owed him over a year's wages, year and a half, or better. Year two-thirds. And the Lord told him, he said, well, you judged right. The one that he forgave the 500 is going to love him more. And he turned to the woman, Jesus did. He turned to the woman. He looks to the woman that's behind him there, that's working on his feet, and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet. He reveals what Simon's attitude towards the Lord is. He said, you didn't give me anything to wash my feet. And that was customary for that day. But she had washed my feet with tears. She didn't carry water. She wept enough to be able to wash my feet and wipe them with the hairs of her head. You didn't give me a towel to dry off my feet. But she used the hairs of her head. She gives no care for her own hygiene. She's willing to use that for the sake of the Lord. Thou gavest me no kiss, which was customary. The reason the man gave him no kiss is because he didn't esteem the Lord. But this woman, since I had time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet, not my cheek. But she's not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, which is customary for our day, for a guest. But see, Simon didn't reckon the Lord to be of any consequence. He's probably had some motive. But this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment, and it's very expensive. Way more expensive than that olive oil that you would have anointed me with if had you done so, or your friends that you do. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. So here we see Simon thinks he knows what kind of woman that this is. And what's really revealed here is the kind of man Simon is. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? Jesus has come and he's healed. Jesus has come and he's taught. Jesus has come and he's cast out demons with authority, teaching with authority, demons with authority. Jesus has come condemning the leadership that is not followed after the word of God, but followed after their own way. Jesus has come supporting the ministry of John the Baptist, saying that he's the greatest prophet that there ever was, and that you, leadership, have rejected him. Jesus has come into Simon's house, and Simon thinks he knows what kind of woman this is, but what's really revealed is the kind of man Simon is. And then our Lord forgives this woman of her sins. Forgives her. And these that are sitting around the table, they begin to say within themselves, what is he doing? Does he have the gall and audacity to think that he can forgive sins? And he said unto the woman, verse number 50, thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace. They, Simon, and the rest of the group, they're all found doubting, aren't they? They doubt about the Lord. They reject the Lord. They have no thought of even following after the Lord in and of themselves in their present position. But this woman, the Lord Jesus Christ says to her, your faith in me hath saved thee. Go in peace. Go in peace. Don't follow after those sins anymore. But as he said to the brethren, follow me. Follow me. Well, see, their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.